Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Let's go, Brandon. I agree.
I don't think it's fundamentally about incivility. I think it is fundamentally about insurrection. I don't know the individual, but the whole "Let's go, Brandon" kind of motif is a reflection of the view 2/3 of the Republican base, driven by Trump's claims, false claims, and the big lie that Biden is an illegitimate president.
You talk about the wheels coming off the globalist operation. You talk about the engine blowing up. You talk about the house burning down. The globalists know their corrupt system is coming to an end. And they're trying to take capitalism with it, when it's not capitalism that caused this, but crony capitalism and corrupt financiers working with authoritarian regimes to create monopolies. So they know their monopolistic New World Order, Great Reset, is coming to an end. They understand that, and they don't know what to do.
Psychiatrists have shown us we need a mindset change. And we need also to move from a society where business and governments have very separate tasks to a society where the two, together with civil society, work hand in hand.
Far more, particularly small businesses, have suffered terribly. How has that... Not the philosophy of stakeholder capitalism, but the ability of companies across the spectrum to execute it.
You ask me? Yeah.
Here's a question to you, and then we'll open to the group.
What is this Great Reset?
What the Great Reset is, it's a bunch of global elites, as you said, and they have two protocols or two themes. One is that their credentials or their education or their inherited or made wealth make them elites and allow them to talk down to people and, by top-down measures, dictate to people in a non-democratic way what's good for them. And second, their power and influence and wealth mean they're never going to be subject to the ramifications of their own ideology because they're exempt. Capitalism made them wealth, but they don't want capitalism for anybody else. They want to close the attic door so nobody climbs up after them.
And so they're going to engineer an artificial collapse so they can be the saviors of the collapse, so they have all the PR straight and all the propaganda straight, so that as things disintegrate, they can pose as the saviors and hopefully stay in charge of this controlled demolition that they have executed. But it's not going the way tyrants always wanted to go. It's getting out of control. So they're upping the level of control. They're accelerating the collapse. And they basically lost control now, ladies and gentlemen. Only a mass awakening of the public can get control of the train before it goes over the edge into the ravine.
Most people I now know with COVID are those who are double or triple vaccinated. They're getting so ill. So what they're trying to do is get you to do a virtue symbol. They're trying to say, wear your mask so I'm a good person. I'm a good Christian. I'm protecting people. No, you're not. You're showing that you're gagged and you're not speaking up for the truth. My husband is a vicar in the Church of England. When we're actually in the height of the pandemic, he was very, very quiet on funerals. There was very, very few funerals at all. People were not dying. And one of my sons actually was in hospital. In the hospital was dead. Full hospital was absolutely empty. I got straight into A&E, no problem at all. Now, since the vaccine rollout, there's been funeral after funeral after funeral. We know undertakers in the area, undertakers have spoken out. What is killing people now is vaccine injury. Whether you can relate it or not, but it's heart attacks, stroke, blood clots, myocarditis, inflammation of the heart, or later down the line, it's going to be cancer.
Masses having a giant epiphany. A giant chain reaction awakening can and will stop them. The majority of the people at the top now, you wonder why they're so evil, why they follow orders, because they've been given, they think, get out of jail free cards. So that's who people are. It's about their power, their control, their God. They can do whatever they want, whenever they want, however they want.
Christmas 2021 is over, but you still got a really great chance to give yourself the gift of free speech and liberty and freedom into the new year, while at the same time making yourself healthier, wealthier, and wiser by boosting your immune system. Two of our top-selling products that have been sold out for a long time are now back in stock. Winter Sun, the highest quality vitamin D3, take it under the tongue for higher absorption, is back in stock. Despite the fact it's been sold out for months, it is 50% off. And then our number one bestseller of all time, Survival Shield X2 Deep Earth Crystal Iodine, the game changer, the missing link, not just for immune system, but all electrochemical activity in the body, it's back in stock, 50% off. So that's the New Year's special, and that's Christmas comes early in 2022, ladies and gentlemen. Give yourself the gift of health and clarity and focus with X2 and Winter Sun at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off for a limited time. Thanks for keeping us on the air.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Welcome to this live Thursday, December 30th edition of the Alex Jones Show. We've been on air 28 years. I've been in the syndicated time slot where we're at for 24. And I'm very, very blessed and honored to be here. Okay, let me really just start the broadcast off from this perspective. I went to bed about 10 o'clock last night, and I woke up at 1:15 in the morning and never went back to sleep. And it wasn't because I drank coffee late in the day. I was just so upset about the depopulation going on and the fact that it's all confirmed. And basically every prediction we made has come true, except it's moving faster than I thought. And I've been laying there unable to sleep for about an hour, basically meditating, focusing, researching in my mind, thinking, and I just felt overwhelmed by the Holy Spirit to get on my knees and start praying on the floor. And I'm sitting there tired thinking, no, I can just pray right here. And it's like, no, you need to get on your knees and put your head on the ground. And I sat there for about an hour praying to God and just opening myself up, and it was literally God just saying, here's the time I saved you there. Here's the time I saved you here. Here's the time I saved your child from dying. It was like, now you are going to have to go out, and you're going to have to get up off your ass, and you're going to have to get focused and be a real man, because you've been having too much fun doing this. You joke around too much. You screw around too much, and I didn't rise you up to play half measures. And so, I mean, I wasn't talking about this on air because it sounds, to people that don't know God, ridiculous, but it's totally true. I mean, they make the joke that my wife was slapping me around last Friday night, which she was. Of course, I'm not going to hit her back and go to prison. And this was God slapping me around last night. And, you know, it's just the amount of mental illness, the amount of rage, the amount of family violence is at all-time records, the amount of suicide. We are just being poisoned and killed. And my wife's doing well now. She's gone into rehab. But that's the least of my problems. When I look at the problems I have, remember the saying my grandfather, my dad's dad, would always have about people complaining. I complained I had no shoes till I saw a man who had no feet. That's another way of saying walk a mile in my shoes. And I just think about all these sweet, dear little children who are just starting out their lives and have such wonderment in their eyes and are just wanting to be part of a great future. And here is a predatory, sick, evil system that already beta tested on poor foster children and orphans, killing them by the thousands. Fauci, he ran the program. now doing it on a mass scale, and then understanding the evil logic of why they're doing it, not just to depopulate children, not just to maim them and then suck decades of money out of their families as they slowly die, the ones that don't die right away, but to know that when doctors and nurses and clinics and parents and lawyers and teachers and bureaucracies are part of making children do this and intimidating parents into doing this, that when the children get hurt and maimed and die, which is now happening, most of those people will fight to rationalize and to cover it up and to convince themselves that what they did was right, and to actually hate those of us that tried to warn them and tried to stop them. And we've all seen an example of this with Trump. The globalists were after him. He was securing the border. He was standing up to China. He was getting us better trade deals. He was cutting off the fentanyl coming in. He got us out of the WHO. He did so many great things. And then he wants to get the economy going so he does Operation Warp Speed. He believes it's a regular vaccine and believes the propaganda, just like Dr. Paul did. I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt. But now, a year and a half into this, year and a half, if you count England, a year here, we have hundreds of thousands dead we know of, millions maimed, and I was thinking this morning about all the people I know that have gotten really sick and wiped out or died after they took the shots. And so I was just thinking about Trump and how we count on him to supposedly be a leader and help us, and that's why we're mad at him. But really, as I said yesterday, we can't be mad at Trump unless we're really mad at Rand Paul, who's a medical doctor, who still hasn't come out and said, okay, I was wrong, this doesn't work, this is a scam. He still says, oh, I'm double vaxxed, oh, blah, blah. It doesn't protect you, and that's a lie. And here's something really important we're going to cover when we come back. Here's something extremely important. You've seen those compilations over the years of all the local news saying the same thing in the same order because they've been paid to do it and told to do it. It's propaganda, many times paid propaganda. But you've seen the compilations of Pfizer, brought to you by Pfizer at the end of the newscast, telling you it's safe and effective. Well, think about this. They're paying hundreds of thousands of influencers around the world, including here in the U.S., is the most prevalent where they're doing it, to say, trust the science like a parrot. Trust the science, trust the science, trust the science. And just say, oh, Trump's right. Finally, the Democrats say, Trump got something right. And his crazy constituents, his crazy supporters, they're mad at him now. And I've sat there just to monitor it because they've been attacking me. And I went in the last couple days and just watched the intro to the Young Turks and a bunch of other shows, all the Democrat YouTube shows that are force-fed by Google. And they all start their shows word for word, just like the compilations you see that show it's all staged, but the Pfizer garbage. It's the same thing, except there it is, all the Democrat newscasters and all the little internet influencer talking heads, and they just sit there with smug looks on their faces, getting a paycheck to do that. And then Bill O'Reilly, that sycophant, you know, he's getting paid. I got the inside baseball on Trump's tour and how he consoled Trump when Trump got freaked out by his supporters booing him. It's disgusting. And so I've gotten pretty much nothing but support attacking Trump from our listeners because they understand it's done from a place of trying to get him to wake up and do the right thing. Like Wayne Allyn Root said, an intervention And that interview's been picked up in a bunch of newspapers and been quoted, so that's something good. And I know Trump's going to read about it and see it. But if Trump won't stand up for us and his own future and his own name, that's his problem. It's up to us to do it and to go out and warn people. And we can't use the fact that Trump won't be a good person and do the right thing. We can't use that as an excuse for us to not do anything. But I got to tell you, Senator Paul is smart. And medically, 5 times smarter than Trump. One of the smartest people I know. And Senator Paul is entering the zone now of becoming an aider and abettor of this. And a accomplice of Fauci. And that's why he's attacking Fauci over Wuhan and gain of function, because he knows, oh my God, this thing's deadly. This is a bioweapon, depopulation. What have I done? So he's at least going at it from that angle. That's not enough, Senator. You told everybody to do this. You signed on to it. You use your credibility to push it. You're wrong. And we want you now to come out with the facts and help us sink the Great Reset, or we're all going to sink.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. The embattled InfoWars are the final operations standing up against the New World Order toe to toe. Almost everyone else has fallen. But as God would have it, suddenly all of these quasi establishment type figures are waking up. And the seeds that you and I planted in their minds, warning them of this coming, have now sprouted and are growing fast and bearing their fruit as well as others choose life and choose a human future. Now, I could cover all this incredible news, and I will next segment on the Ghislaine Maxwell verdict, and is it a victory, is it a defeat? It's actually both. I'll give you my view on that. We're opening the phones up today as well. But I want to talk about philosophy. And a tale of two people. And I'm a very private person when it comes to my friends and people that I know, whether they just be a common person or a very famous person. But I'm going to go ahead and give you an example of two people that I know very well, Joe Rogan particularly well, since 1998, 99. And I mean, I've been good friends with him, hung out with him, vacationed with him, you know, so much over the years. We've had falling outs. We've had issues. There's been some of them talk for a year. Sometimes we hang out 15 times in a year. But it's a tale of two people. You've got, well, there's a tale of three people. You got Alex Jones, and then you got Tucker Carlson, and you got Joe Rogan. And if you understand those three types, you understand it's a way to explain something that's very important because I talk about this a lot, but sometimes I hear the rebroadcast, and I don't think I'm making it crystal clear like it is in my own mind. And I want you to really wrap your brain around this. And I know most of you already have, some probably level I haven't even been able to, but I want this to really sink in because it is a paradox. It is paradoxical. And that you can see it from both angles. Joe Rogan is completely happy on cloud nine. I've known the guy forever, and I've never seen him so satisfied and just, you know, they say he beat the game of life, basically, you know, the best in everything he does. And he is waking up to what's really happening in the world. But it's not really sunk into him how dystopic it's going to get and that it's only going to get worse from here unless he fully organizes against the globalist. And that will step him into a whole nother level. So Joe is a very happy person. He's mad about the shots. He knows they're poisonous. He's starting to figure out it's by design. He's as they say, becoming completely red-pilled. Then there's Tucker Carlson. And I love seeing the left constantly fetishize and, oh, my God, he's going to run for president. Oh, he's the leader of the Republicans. Oh, he could take over the party because they wish they could. Tucker Carlson wants nothing to do with D.C., nothing to do with the presidency. He grew up around it. His dad ran a major federal agency. Tucker Carlson wants to live in the woods in Maine. Tucker Carlson only gets on his cell phone like 10 minutes a day. So Tucker Carlson gets it and knows it's all dystopic and he's got it. He's all the way awake doing as much as he can on Fox News. So Tucker Carlson's somebody that didn't believe all this and thought I was super evil 20 years ago, and I was just saying horrible things. That 10 years ago he figured out, okay, Alex is right, but maybe Jones exaggerates. Now he's like, oh my God, it's worse than you said. But see, there's the paradox. He's more awake than Joe Rogan, but he doesn't have the complete freedom that Joe Rogan has. So it's the paradox. Imagine what he could do if he had his complete freedom. And he's pretty much got 95% of it, but he knows there's lines he can't really cross. Plus, his audience isn't ready for the total truth. Like they say in A Few Good Men, you want the truth? You can't handle the truth. And then there's Alex Jones. I grew up around people that knew how the world really worked and never even thought of it as an issue. I grew up knowing all this. I knew all this stuff when I was 10 years old. And that's why I got a big leap on everybody else, because I was already there and you took it for granted. My mother's father knew all of this when almost no one did. His son knew all of it when nobody was talking about it, my uncle. So I've been very blessed, and God put me in the position I'm in. But now it's weird. Like, I'll be out eating a steak with Joe Rogan. We're having fun. Everything's great. We're telling jokes. And he's just so happy. Carlson's not like that. And I'm not judging Joe. I'm not judging Carlson. Carlson's more like me. He realizes we're really screwed. We may not be able to turn this back. This is the Great Reset takeover depopulation event. And there's that paradox that if the public won't wake up and won't defend themselves, the globalists are going to turn them into a starving horde, and they're planning in the end game to make us join them just so we survive. And that's the message I get from globalists is, yeah, Jones, you picked the wrong team. You'll be begging for our help soon. You'll see. The population will destroy you for trying to help them. Oh, I guess that's the fourth group. See, I get to know the globalists. I get to know all the top people. And I'm not bragging. I'm saying God put me in that position so I could actually see it all for what it is. And then I ask myself, the reason I'm explaining this is, am I wrong on so many fronts? Should we go ahead and join with Satan and kill the majority of the population and go with that plan? Because the population doesn't care about themselves or their children. They kind of deserve to die. And that's a hypothetical. I'm not literally saying I'm going to join Satan. It's just you have to know that all these other people decided to join it. And the reason I'm not going to join it is they're so miserable. They're so empty. They're not their own men and women. And spiritually, the feeling of even imagining joining them is worse than 1,000 deaths. So I'm not going to do that. But then how do I not be gloom and doom and things be so horrible that we just depress people with what we cover? Where is the paradoxical middle ground? And that is an understanding that God is real, Christ is real, and only by transcending spiritually can we turn this around. And so that's really a larger gestalt of what I'm trying to articulate and what I'm trying to get at. But it really is this. I need to be able to enjoy my life. I need to be able to have R&R. I need to be able to, that's a natural function to not be in war constantly. But you see, we are in a war. The globalist system is a war on humanity. And so denying it just makes you surrender to it. I'm fighting it. And I'm just simply trying to explain to the public that you either better wake up and stand up now, or you are going to slowly be tortured to death and die. We'll be right back with the pedophile ring conviction. Stay with us.
Everything we've witnessed in the last few decades has only been the buildup for what the globalists are doing right now. This is their big offensive. This is their takeover. And this is the point that they're at their very weakest, because now they've revealed themselves. Now their world government, their permanent martial law, their medical tyranny is out in the open. Their depopulation agenda has been exposed. But they're using their corporate power and trillions to go across the planet and shut down people telling the truth. So listen, Paul Revere's, when you spread the word about the broadcast, when you pray for the broadcast, you're the tip of the spear. And when you buy products at InfoWarsStore.com, you keep us on air. Plus, we've got great products that have been sold out for months that are back in stock, 50% off, X2 and Winter Sun. Both of these are in our top five bestsellers. They are so good for your body. And if there's two things you do for your body, it's these two products. They're all back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off, and it keeps us on the air. Only way we fail is if you don't take action.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for longevity for over 17 years, since before it was longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Myself and the different types of people and different worldviews. Joe Rogan now knows this is a dystopic depopulation takeover, and you see him getting more hardcore every day. I told you a year and a half ago that was about to happen because he personally told me it was, and he's just more of a smooth operator, so he did it his way where he would be in control and couldn't be censored. InfoWars is the only other place at that level, or even close to that level, where you have true independence. And so that's something very, very special. And so that's how God works, that right as the enemy tries to shut us down and persecutes us, it only shows other people how accurate we were. And as everything we talked about comes true in the last 28 years, the credibility goes way up. So that then makes the enemy turn up the heat even more to attack us. And let me tell you about the Democratic Party and American and globalist corporations. They are completely criminal now. And I don't mean just at the top. They've been criminal a long time. They are criminal down to the grassroots. I'm not ready to talk about this yet. I should be by next week. I'm having to get permission from some of the people that have also been persecuted. But the stuff they're doing to try to take us off air right now is beyond racketeering. And I'm going to leave it at that. But this is next level. And that's why every broadcast we have here is very precious. Now, I made this sacrifice. I made the decision to do this. Okay? I don't like it. I don't like the persecution. I don't like the attacks on my family. I don't like the corruption. I don't like the dirty tricks. But it's something that's got to be done, because not standing up against evil has let it grow out of control and gotten us in the position we're in right now. And so here's what I'm trying to get at, that I'm going to finish on this point. It's a subtle point, but it's also very obvious, but also very, very complex. Like anything simple, it's complex. It's multivariate. If we don't get out of our comfort zone, we're going to lose. Because even if you are doing your top podcast and you still don't get that it's coming for you, even if you're worth $700 million or whatever, then you're not getting the big picture and the enemy will win. But if you see the full compendium of their whole operation and pull back to a 35,000 foot view, then you understand it and see the whole thing. But you've got to take it all in as the Great Reset. You've got to take it all in as the New World Order. Not as window dressing, or not as just political victories or tit for tat. And you've got to really get how dire our straits are, not to be depressed, not to be down, but to realize what you're really up against so you know how to defeat it. And that goes back to people like Ted Cruz talking about political points. He is giving Biden his horrible, evil, communist, literal communist nominees, a bunch of them. So Biden put pressure on Germany to kill the Nord Stream gas pipeline from Russia into Europe. Just like we got our Keystone pipeline killed. Now, I could see from a, quote, America Empire first perspective how cutting off European consumers from cheaper gas and cutting money off from Russia could be seen as a hawkish Americana-type move, but it really isn't. It's an act of espionage. It's an act of blockading. It is an act of siege. It is an act of war. Just like when Biden turned off the Keystone pipeline right when it got finished. That would have made American consumers and workers billions of dollars a week and billions of dollars a week in savings at the pump. But we didn't get that because the globalist bean counters decided they weren't going to let prices go down. They want more expensive energy, not less. So there's an example. We get evil ideology and a bunch of people that Russia has rejected. And then we actually get them as federal judges and the heads of federal agencies, and That's a victory for Ted Cruz. To be opposing a country and leadership more akin to what America was founded on than the groups running the country right now here today, and then engaging in something like that. That's a deep state move right there. But we are hearing more and more from Senator Rand Paul. Rand Paul, Fauci will retire if Republicans take over the House and Senate. And I will investigate the cover-ups. Oh, the cover-ups, like them making it at Wuhan and deploying it, already having the vaccine ready. You mean stuff like that, the vaccine you pushed, and that you still aren't telling people is dangerous? I mean, is it time to put the Hitler mustache on Rand Paul? I mean, both these guys are doctors. They can read studies all day, can't they? And again, I am trying to pressure these people to go do the right thing and save all these children. You know, like Dr. Robert Malone, the inventor of mRNA, coming out and issuing an emergency warning last week to parents, listing off the CDC's own admissions and the FDA's own admissions of how it can cause blood clots and cancer in a very high percentage. And, of course, he's banned on Twitter now. But I guess we're not going to see old Rand Paul banned on there, because Rand Paul's not going to tell you there's a problem. All right, we're going to go to break, and I'm going to come back with the Ghislaine Maxwell trial stuff, I promise. Is it a victory? Is it a defeat? I'll give you my opinion. We'll open the phones up next hour into the third and fourth hour today and get your take on that. And Mike Adams joins us in the fourth hour. Got an exciting announcement. If you'd like to try to keep us on air, plus you get great products at the same time, because that is one of the biggest stresses we've got, to get enough money in here to stay on air. And I couldn't imagine the world without InfoWars. And quite frankly, that's the world we're going to have in 6 months to a year if I don't raise some extra capital. So I want to thank you all for your ongoing support. Plus, these are great products you already need. They told me 2 days ago that X2 would be back in by today, and it is. And they also told me that Winter Sun would be in by today, all made right here in America. But it's not. It's been delayed to next week because of trucking problems. And so I ran ads today that I cut yesterday saying, hey, X2 is here, which it is, and the Winter Sun is here, which it's not. But the X2 is back in stock, been sold out for months, the Deep Earth Crystal, iodine, highest quality. So many people have iodine deficiency. So many people can't absorb iodine that is bound in with other compounds. This is atomic, meaning it's not radioactive. It's on the periodic table. It is pure. And it is available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's so good for your immune system as well. 50% off. And we're also extending Vitamin Mineral Fusion discounted, even though it's selling out, from 40 to 50% off. So that's also good for your immune system. So we have Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 50% off. And X2 back in stock, sold out for 3 or 4 months. It is 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. It's absolutely essential, and it funds the operation.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
When you get out of our comfort zones, we need to really expose what's happening. The major globalist depopulation operation is happening now. And that it's our job and our responsibility to go out and defend the children and to expose these people. And to go out to the clinics and hold up banners and educate the people going inside and not let the system bring in a medical tyranny and try to force this garbage, not just on us, but unconsenting children. Lord Nishogi said, the way of the samurai is desperateness. 10 men or more cannot kill such a man. Common sense will not accomplish great things. Simply become insane and desperate. In the way of the samurai, if one uses discrimination, he will fall behind. One needs neither loyalty nor devotion, but simply to become desperate in the way. Loyalty and devotion are of themselves within desperation. I tell you, I am desperate, ladies and gentlemen. I am a desperate man. And I should be desperate. I'm fighting pure evil. But at least I know what I'm fighting. The children don't know what hit them. And I will tell you that you are an eternal being. You have a spirit. You have free will. You are just manifesting in this body. And if you don't fight Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates and the New World Order, God is going to separate you from the universe. And you don't want that. Now, things are very paradoxical. And I notice what I do later in the day is not like what I do in the morning. especially if I get up at 2, 3 in the morning because I can't sleep, and then I'm up here at 6, 7 at night. And I shot a report last night where I said this is basically a big victory that Ghislaine Maxwell got convicted, because now it admits that her and Epstein were running child kidnapping rings. He'd already been convicted before, but they tried to cover it up. So that's a victory in and of itself. But is it a Pyrrhic victory? And what is a Pyrrhic victory? A Pyrrhic victory is where you win a battle, but down the road it costs you so much you lose the war. So I shot a video last night, Ghislaine Maxwell convicted of deep state child sex trafficking, Alex Jones responds. And overall, you know, it's my first take on it, and I said this is a victory. And it was and is a victory. But when you actually drill down into what happened overall, it was a very limited victory, and it is a great success for the actual pedophile rings that Epstein and Maxwell simply worked for. And I'm going to be going over some of that here in just a moment, but we've gotten the trouble we're in because we've not been desperate to help other people. We've not been desperate to stand up for our rights. We've not been hungry. And so in come these slimy, opportunistic intelligence agency criminals that Ghislaine Maxwell and Jeffrey Epstein are just a dime a dozen. And this is the mafia cult culture they set up. I mean, I remember being on air 10 years ago, 12 years ago, when they supplied condoms to the Boy Scouts, quote, jamboree, with more than 30,000 Boy Scouts at it, and that they were basically inducting them into pedophilic sex as young as age 7 and 8. And I said, this will be used to bankrupt the Boy Scouts of America and take it over. Then the left will run it, and then it will be turned into a transgender cult, which it is now. Nothing against the Boy Scouts, nothing against people that have been in it. No. They took over a good institution and they ruined it. The very same group, the very same cult. Because once they got a bunch of pedophilia going on in the Boy Scouts, and once the Boy Scouts tried to cover it up the first few years, because they had globalist lawyers in control, then they blackmailed the whole organization and they took it over. And they're still handing out the condoms. And they're still doing all this. These are formulas. 82,000 claims of sex abuse in the Boy Scouts. A good, wholesome American organization teaching honesty and reliance and outdoors understanding and craftsmanship. All of it thrown down the toilet by the same satanic New World Order that's now turning the public schools into this. And putting the boys in the girls' bathroom, and on and on and on. This is a group of people that hate humanity and hate the natural order of humanity, and who are in there literally with an alien spirit. They're making human-animal clones that are alien. They're making viruses that are synthetic that are alien. They're saying we're going to merge with silicon, and they're going to become gods. That's all alien. It's all alien-inspired. Notice I don't talk about little green men or flying saucers. That's not what's going on here. Your aliens of the day are your demons of old. And it's an interdimensional attack. And notice the system doesn't laugh at that. They all take it deadly serious. Because they all are on board with this. And they've signed up with it. And the currency of entering the New World Order is hurting children and hurting humanity and destroying our very future. That's how you get on board with the Rockefeller program that is non-human. I mean, look at John D. Rockefeller the First. You think that's a human? No, that's an avatar jacked in right there. 100%. 100%. And these creatures aren't even as advanced as us, but they are aware. And it looks like older in a way. We're not sure. And So they're like really stupid, but they know tricks to manipulate us and control us. And so that's why they jack into humans that will work with them and are able to take over and do so much, because we don't go around trying to cheat each other and, you know, do all this stuff. But they do. And they have their methodologies and their systems of control. So I'm not trying to build up the Epstein thing. I really want to do a whole 20, 30-minute rant on it, and I'll do that when we start the next hour. I've already started there, but you see, I'm teleprompter free. I don't get talking points somebody else gave me. And all these Democrat Party-funded lawsuits, they all kept saying, where's the talking points? Who gives you your scripts? Because, see, they're all not their own people. They all follow hierarchical orders. And so to them, that's why they default to us in both cases. They said, we know you're run by somebody. We know you're given orders. We know. And the judges just said, we know. We're given orders. We've been given orders to default you. We've been given orders to destroy you. I mean, we're not our own people. You can't be real. Like, you're not in charge of anything, Jones. You're a slave like us, right? Right? But see, not being a slave means the multifaceted nature, not just the duality of man, but the multifaceted thing. Is last night I was kind of like, I need a victory and I want to feel good. And thank God that evil woman got convicted, because, you know, they wanted to get her off. And my hate of her made me say to myself it was a victory. And I shot that video. And from that perspective, it's true. But that's a tired Alex, not a fresh Alex. And a fresh Alex got up at 1:15 in the morning because I couldn't sleep, and really went and looked at it, and I went, oh my gosh. The federal judge with the defense team and the prosecutors suppressed the black book of pedophiles, and they say they'll now be protected, and actually protected the child ring that Chuckie Schumer now is rewarding the judge with an appellate court job with. And Schumer's heavily involved in the whole thing, of course, with Uma Abedin and Wiener and all of them. So when you look at people and you think about who they are and you think about who stands against us, just remember that and know that. That when you see the people attacking InfoWars at the top, they are bottom line supporting child kidnapping rings and murder, illegal human animal cloning, baby blood farms, and hells that I'm not even going to tell you about on air. You think that's as bad as it gets a lot worse. I showed you mainstream news where Peter Nygaard has women have babies, his babies. He then drains all their blood and injects it himself. I mean, you talk about just pitiful. I mean, look at that judge. Woo! Man, you talk about right out of hell, man. Good God, they have opened the pit on us. So, we're going under judgment, folks, and literal demons are now taking over the planet. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.